Buttermilk Falls. Beautiful spot. That's what I'd been told, and I was always open for a great new spot to go for a Sunday afternoon drive with the kids, so we drove out to the country, set out to discover the beauty of Buttermilk Falls. I did have to stop and ask directions a couple of times. Guess a lot of people didn't know where this great spot was. Well, finally, someone directed me down this very unlikely back road, and I said, "You mean this goes somewhere?" I want you to know, it got more and more doubtful the farther we went down that road. Eventually, I was driving about 2 miles an hour because the ruts got bigger and bigger in the road the farther we went. Pretty soon, I thought I had landed on the moon. These weren't ruts. These were craters. And somebody in the car said, "Dad, this has got to be the wrong road." Well, we kept on traveling, and sure enough, after all those bumps, we found a very special spot that's called Buttermilk Falls. And we went back there several times. It sure felt like we were on the wrong road, but we were right on course. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about don't let the bumps fool you. Our word for today from the Word of God comes from Luke chapter 2, beginning of verse 1. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. What a hassle, right? So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged in the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. All right, let's go back a little bit and see what's happened in Joseph's commitment to the Lord. Maybe it parallels your own right now. First of all, Joseph had a special encounter with the Lord. The angel of the Lord came to him and told him that he wanted Joseph to make some special sacrifices in order to be specially used. And Joseph said, "I'll do it. I'll take the risk. I'll risk my reputation. No one's going to believe this story about Mary and the virgin birth, but I will risk my reputation and I'll go ahead and marry this girl and I will raise this son. I'll endure the cloud that might be over our name." And he submitted his family dreams to God's plans. Joseph obeyed the Lord, and he lived happily ever after, right? Wrong. He started down that road marked God's will and ran into some very big bumps. New taxes all of a sudden. Dangerous journey. No room in the inn. Then he's got to escape to Egypt, and he can't return to his hometown for 2 years. Was he still on the right road? Yes. Did it feel like it? Probably not. All right, let's go to your life right now. You've started down that road that's marked God's will. And maybe there was a time when you submitted your plans to God's plans, like Joseph did. And you've been hitting bumps ever since. You say, "We must be on the wrong road." Well, those bumps are the right road. You see, now you've become the enemy's target because you're doing God's will. He didn't bother much with you before, and now you've become a divine project, and God is allowing some heavy stuff to come into your life because it will help build you into Christ-likeness. You're worth it. I'm glad I kept driving those craters to Buttermilk Falls. The view, in fact, was beautiful. It was definitely worth it. We went back. You're on the right road, too. If you're staying faithful to your commitment, you're going to enjoy that destination once you get there. Just hang on to your Father a little tighter and don't let those bumps fool you. And for sure, don't let them stop you.
On Eagle's Wings is the Native American outreach of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. To find out more about this exciting ministry, On Eagle's Wings, visit hopefornativeamerica.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.